Almost a year after announcing his new vision of the Berkshire Museum, Van Schield stepped down from leading the Pittsfield, Massachusetts institution in June 2018. His goal to recreate the museum around a more interactive, science-based model included a plan to sell pieces of its collection to both bolster its endowment and see the transformation through. The move led to local and international condemnation, including protests in Pittsfield and New York City. Now, the museum has found a new executive director, Jeff Rogers, currently the provost and chief operating officer at the South Florida Museum. The Berkshire Museum isn't making Rogers available for interviews, but WAMC spoke today with Ethan Klepetar from the museum's board of trustees.
So it was a very thorough process. We had a consultant help us do a national and I think even international job search. The job was posted at numerous locations. We got, I believe, 36 applicants. Our consultant helped us whittle it down to a list of the top 12. Then we had a search committee, which was a subcommittee of the board, take a look at those 12 applicants, invited five in for interviews, and after that we had two come back as the finalists. And Jeff just really rose to the top in terms of his experience, his leadership, his ability to communicate. He did a great job in the interviews, a great job when he met the community, and then comes to a great job as the next executive director of the Berkshire Museum.
Currently, Mr. Rogers is the provost and chief operating officer at the South Florida Museum. What kind of work does he do there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think he's been very involved in the daily operations of the museum as well as talking to the press. And the thing that I think he worked on there that is most exciting to me is he worked on this project, this major exhibit called Our Backyard Universe, where he really takes this interdisciplinary approach to try to connect people to the things they see in their daily lives, to the greater universe in this really, really interesting way.
Tell me a little bit about the selection committee that worked on this process.
Yeah, so we had, it was essentially a subcommittee of the board, a number of volunteers who wanted to be involved on the search process. There were some senior staff also. And we worked with Brent D. Glass, LLC, as a consultant to do the search process. And I think it was a really good group of people. Sought the right input from each other, from the staff, as well as the community, and ultimately came up with a decision that I'm really, really excited about.
Last year, I spoke to Maura Healey, the Attorney General of Massachusetts, and she talked about how she hoped that this kind of appointment was going to be one of the top priorities for the museum. Do you feel like this is a confirmation of that promise worked out in the deal with her office last year?
Well, I think that it's absolutely was a top priority for us after Van left. I Van was still with the museum when we worked out the deal with the Attorney General, so I think this is a little different. But I think in terms of the spirit of moving forward and making the priority, finding somebody who can lead us into the future and do all the exciting things we've been talking about doing in terms of our interdisciplinary approach and staying true to our mission of educating the people of Berkshire County and the general public in the arts, sciences, and cultural history of humankind. And I think that everybody, at least involved with the museum, is really thinks we've found the right person to help us do that. And it's just, again, really, really excited about it.
After a turbulent couple of years, what kind of message do you hope this sends to the broader community about the Berkshire Museum?
Well, I think that it sends a message to our broader community that we have a very exciting future ahead of us, that we have remained dedicated to our mission, and going forward, there is going to be a lot of wonderful things happening at the Berkshire Museum, and we're going to continue to be dedicated to serving our community and, again, staying true to that mission of educating people about art, science, and history.
When Jeff Rogers gets behind that desk in April to lead the museum, what should be on the top of his list of priorities?
Well, I think that the top of his list of priorities should be getting to know the museum even better and getting to know the community better. And really, I think the first order of business is just listening. And that's one of the things I think he's done a great job of so far and is really dedicated to do going forward. Listening to the staff, listening to the community, and making sure the Berkshire Museum is the best museum it can be.
How does Mr. Rogers fit into this larger reinvention process?
Yeah, so again, I think that he fits in the sense that he's going to be leading the museum into the future. He's got a lot of experience with this interdisciplinary approach, which we're very dedicated to going forward. But at the same time, he really understands that while it's a reinvention in terms of interpreting our collection in an interdisciplinary way, it's not a reinvention in that we're not changing our mission at all. We're not going away from our mission. And he gets that, and he's got the background to really do that at the Berkshire Museum and do a great job working with the collections we have to create wonderful exhibits and to keep serving our community in the really profound ways that we have been for decades.
I imagine he was familiar with some of the controversy around the museum. I'm interested in how the committee addressed that in speaking with him to have him step into this position.
Yeah, it's a great question. So, you know, he did a lot of homework before he met with us. He certainly was aware of the deaccessioning, and we talked to him about it, and I think he had really good thoughts on it, which were very consistent with what the board's thinking is as well, that the important thing is that that is in the past, and we're really looking forward to the future and continuing to be transparent and open with the community and staying true to our mission and serving our community.